It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Greg Jarrett.
I'm Sandra Smith.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. I'm John Saucier. Parts of France have seemed a little upside down lately, with major protests all across the country over a controversial new proposal by President Emmanuel Macron. He says in order to save the nation's pension system, they need to move the retirement age from 62 to 64. It's just 2 more years, right? Well, for these protesters, it's a lot.
Core belief, a core part of their culture that they see it as a right to be able to retire after giving decades of your life to the workforce.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
These days in Paris, there's more garbage than baguettes, with sanitation workers, teachers, you name it, all upset with the plan to move the country's retirement age. Will their voices be heard, though, as the French president works to make this a reality?
It's really been a sense of strike, of protest, and demonstration across the country, not just in Paris alone.
We're speaking today with Alex Hogan, Fox News foreign correspondent based in London.
According to the Confédération Fédérale du Travail, which is the largest union in France, 3.5 million people joined protests and strikes today. So when you're looking at major cities like Paris, if you were walking around, it would be very difficult to ignore the protests that were underway, mainly peaceful gatherings. However, there was some violence that did break out around the outskirts, with people smashing windows or breaking furniture. There were some confrontations with police needing to use shields and have batons, as some rioters even lit off fireworks and set off tear gas as well. So there were some scuffles and some confrontation, but largely across the country, this has been a mass mobilization of people coming together to express not just their solidarity, but really their anger on what they see as an infringement to something that is a core belief, a core part of their culture, that they see it as a right to be able to retire after giving decades of your life to the workforce, to be able to retire at 62 and use those years as a peaceful way to enjoy life, a peaceful, pleasant retirement with family, a chance to travel, a chance to relax, that they see as being pushed back, not just 2 years, but if anything, it's more the symbolism of what that means for them.
Right. This is a pretty controversial program here that is being rolled out by French President Emmanuel Macron. You mentioned they're trying to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Who would this affect the most, though? And who seems to be protesting the most? Is it younger people who are upset about this change, or is it kind of everybody?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. Across the board, it's not just one group. It's not one demographic. It's not the people who are all 61 who were out there in the streets today protesting that maybe they won't be able to retire next year. It's across the board. We're seeing a lot of young people, a lot of older people as well, saying they've never protested in their life, but this was something that they needed to get that out there. If anything, not even truly believing that it might create a change, but if anything, they needed to voice just how angry they are that this is a change. And I think it is maybe difficult to understand from a U.S. perspective, where, look, we're looking at a retirement age of 67. And in countries around France, it's around that same age too. Germany, Italy, the U.K., all 67, Belgium, 65. But in France, this is viewed as something that's very clearly part of their culture, and not just something that happens, but a right to be able to retire and enjoy your retirement starting at the age of 62. So what we're seeing today, these mass demonstrations, it's taking place across all workforces. So for schools that still were open, it was difficult to get there because so many teachers were striking, and the protesters even blocked off roads outside of schools. In the last several weeks, there have been other protests involving the metro station. It's really difficult to walk down a lot of streets in Paris right now and not see piles and piles of trash because of strikes involving cleaners in the city.
Have you been to Paris recently, or anyone you know been to Paris to see this firsthand?
A lot of my friends that are in Paris today have sent me photos, and of course we have all of the video that we're watching of what it looks like. But there's honestly quite a strong smell, and thankfully it hasn't been as hot as it could be in other months. To say this was a strike taking place in the summer, this would be a completely different story. But you've got to imagine in such a major city, if you picture New York, for example.
I was going to say, we can picture it here in New York. We have trash all over the sidewalks all the time anyway. So they kind of turned Paris into New York with these protests. But it's definitely unsettling to see that and live through it. Also, my question is, why would the government even want to do this? What is going on with the French pension system that the president is willing to put basically his neck on the line and withstand these protests to try and raise this pension age by 2 years?
Yeah, well, the goal for this is to be able to create, of course, a more financially stable pension system for the country. And people are living longer. People are living healthier lives. So the pension system currently isn't stable, according to French President Emmanuel Macron, who has repeatedly said since he took office that he wants to make a lot of dramatic financial changes to make sure that the country is moving forward in a more secure and stable direction. But general public, very, very deeply unhappy with his decision at this point. Two-thirds of people, according to polls in France, do not favor Macron's pension changes. So what happens moving forward? Not all of this is a done deal. People say that they're going to continue protesting against this potential legislation. This bill will be reviewed by France's Constitutional Council in the coming weeks. And then, depending on if the council approves it, it would essentially become law sometime in the next year or so. So that's why people are saying they're going to continue protesting. But the problem is, of course, with protests of any kind, when you have people mobilizing this, it's taking them out of the workforce. They're not getting paid. They're not making money. And of course, it's causing just a lot of havoc for the general public as well. People trying to get to flights, trying to take trains into the city. A third of trains in Paris were canceled today. So it is a major disruption. Protesters are hoping they'll be able to rally. And the government is essentially taking this bet, believing that inevitably protesters will eventually go home.
The people of France don't want to have two less years of joie de vivre, but the president says c'est nécessaire. We're talking about protests over a pension plan today that would move the French retirement age up from 62 to 64 years of age. This would be more closely aligned with similar European countries, but the people have been out on the street like they're ready to storm the Bastille again. We're speaking today with Alex Hogan, Fox News foreign correspondent based in London, breaking down this story from all angles. So grab a croissant and stick around, because the conversation continues next. We're speaking today with Fox News foreign correspondent Alex Hogan on the situation in France and the president there trying to raise the retirement age. Let's talk about the politics of this, Alex. French President Emmanuel Macron, he came in as a centrist, but he's kind of had mixed results so far in France. One thing you can say about him, he hasn't been afraid to stand up to protesters and also stand up to ideas that may not be so popular. But with this one, and just how wide these protests are and how crazy they've gotten, this seems like a little bit more. Can you give me some of the political sides of this? Are both sides, the left and the right, against Macron in this? And just how much pressure is there on him? I mean, is his political future at stake here?
We've actually seen a lot of some of his critics essentially leaning into this to cast him more as a villain. Marine Le Pen even saying, from far right, saying that this is an attack and torturing French workers by encouraging them to work for two more years. So people are definitely really criticizing him in this moment. But we have heard French President Emmanuel Macron come out speaking again, saying, look, this is not going to change. This is here to stay, taking a very firm line on this. What's interesting that we'll have to really watch out for in the days and potentially weeks ahead is how much weight and how much backbone these protests bring, and how much that fights against what we've heard him say. And if we think back a few years, one thing to give our listeners some context, France has seen major protests before. And there is definitely an enormous amount of pressure that these protests can put on the government. The gilets jaunes, the yellow vests, or the yellow jackets, as they're called in English. These were protests that broke out in 2018. People wore these yellow vests while they were out protesting. They were largely over economic concerns. Some of the protests did become really violent, shutting down parts of the cities, and they released a list of demands that were shared online. Now, they did succeed in forcing the hand of the government to drop some proposed fuel tax, but what these protests also did was really put pressure on the government and get Emmanuel Macron's administration to announce that they would make some changes. And I think that's what people today out in the streets, these potentially 3.5 million people, are hoping that they'll be able to do this time around as well.
Alex, votre français, c'est très bien, by the way.
Merci. I grew up in Switzerland, so it's a nice good thing to weave in some of these international stories when there's a French influence for me.
Well, Dorian, and merci for joining us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Merci à toi.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.